This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now I want to get our legal expert's thoughts on what's next for James Comey. Harmy, we've been discussing this here tonight, the arguments one way or another, but in the real world, what do you think needs to happen?
Well, what needs to happen and what will happen in the real world are probably two different things. But James Comey knows himself very well that some of the things he's been accused of tonight and in the press are things that he's prosecuted other people for. So, for example, Sandy Berger is a figure out of the Clinton's past who actually stuffed documents down his pants in the National Security Archives and then got away with them. And then he was ultimately given a slap on the wrist when James Comey held the position in the Department of Justice that Rod Rosenstein does today. That's in 2004. So he knows people can be prosecuted. He's prosecuted them for doing similar things. But in the real world right now, where we have a attorney general who's recused, we have a deputy attorney general under fire from the president and under pressure from many people to resign or step aside, who would prosecute him? I think the proper place to be prosecuted would be by line attorneys in the Department of Justice, and definitely not a special prosecutor. I think what we've seen here historically is that special prosecutors are loose cannons that go in search of crimes and are often overturned on appeal. So I don't think that's a good use of resources.
So let's just explore that. And I want the audience to be absolutely clear what you're saying, that if the view is that he has potentially committed crimes, and we've certainly heard that view put here tonight forcefully, if that's the case, then he should be prosecuted. Who exactly should take the lead in making that happen?
Well, it would be somebody in the Department of Justice. Now, a cautionary note here is that what we're seeing is almost an arms race and escalation of the political crime prosecution and process crimes. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing for the country, because there can be a line between what you think is the right thing. I think Comey's clearly on the wrong side of it, but the problem is that if you prosecute him, the ante is upped for the tables to be turned in the next administration. I'm not sure that's a great use of our resources.
What's your view?
Well, my view is we're not done collecting the information, and as he goes on this book tour attempting to monetize and cash in on his allegations, there's more things he's going to say that may backfire on him. And what we know is that often the fastest, best way to a prosecution is false statement. And one of the surest ways to prove that is when the subject contradicts himself or is contradicted by others. So, for example, Comey comes out and says, yeah, politics was a factor in my decision this October. How does that hold up with other statements we make? And he's not just being contradicted as he gets out there capitalizing on his book tour by the President of the United States. Loretta Lynch has now come out and directly contradicted one of his accounts. So this saga is to be continued, not just in terms of where the prosecution efforts might go, but the information being generated about Comey and the potential for false statements.
And Andy McCabe has also accused him of lying. And so we've seen in the Inspector General's report that just came out that McCabe's attorneys have said that Comey should not be believed. Comey did authorize him talking to the Wall Street Journal. And there's that. And then you also have Senator Grassley, who's written to Rod Rosenstein, saying, let's talk more about these seven classified documents, and we want some more details. Did he give them? I don't think it is clear at all that he simply gave an excerpt to his friend. His friend retroactively claimed attorney-client privilege. There's a lot of hinky stuff going on. So we aren't even close to being close to the fact-finding there.
Appreciate your perspectives. Lots more to dig into.
Steve Hilton last night talking about what everybody's talking about, and that conversation will continue coming up in just a moment. Megan Barth, yes, the one and only proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com. We're going to break it down, take a look at more of the highlights on the Sunday shows. It's, you know, it's the start of the week. You need to know what they're talking about just so that you're aware. And thank God here we were with the attack, the bombings in Syria with the coalition. Still waiting to see what Putin is going to do. He blustered and kind of had a red line himself. Did he follow through on this? Like I said, lots of moving parts, lots to talk about to keep you aware, just so that you know what to be praying about, right? We need to come to God with a newspaper in one hand. That is our reality of the world we live in. And humility in the other as we seek his face on all this that is before us today. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as promised. Bill Martinez here and Megan Barth. Yes, the one and only founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I made it back to the West Coast from Hawaii after spending some joyous time with the 1.5-year-old, the latest grandson, who has only has one gear. It's fast forward, Megan.
How old is he now?
He's about 17 months now. Yeah.
Some wheels.
Oh, I'm telling you, it is amazing from the last time. Last time he was just barely starting to walk. I mean, forget about any of this trepidation. It's just fast forward.
Yeah.
It is hysterical. We had a blast with him, needless to say. But okay. Here we are, and boy, it was Sunday yesterday. The talk shows were buzzing. A higher loyalty, truth, lies, and leadership. The James Comey PR campaign is underway, huh?
Yeah, and it looks like lies is exactly what he's been doing for quite some time. Even Trump tweeted out yesterday, which I was happy to see, all of the things that he's lied about and after he put in parentheses jail, which is exactly where he should be. He's not only a liar, he's a leaker. And what's interesting about this book, and I really just want to have him keep talking, just keep talking.
Yeah, you got him and Hillary, I mean, with books out there and their own perspective. It is quite revelatory, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, they're trying to continue the cover-up. They're trying to continue to maintain their cover. And the more and more they talk, the more and more the circular firing squad gets just a little bit bigger and bigger. We've got Andrew McCabe throwing Comey under the bus. We have Comey throwing everyone under the bus. Yesterday, Loretta Lynch comes out and throws Comey under the bus. And so the longer he keeps talking, the more implicated many of those around him are becoming as they get entangled into the Clinton cabal. You know, anytime any of these politicians just get in a hair of the Clinton family, it seems like there's always scandal. You know, it's not like there's this outrageous coincidence that wherever the Clintons go, scandal follows. Oh, it's because they're actually unscrupulous people.
Well, for Comey to come out and admit, I mean, well, he's admitted so much, it's amazing, but even by his own testimony, you know, in his own witness account, that he really thought that Hillary was going to win. And because of that, he felt like he needed to officiate the play-by-play there, I guess.
Well, yeah, and even the fact that he was certain, as everybody else was in the mainstream media and the swamp, and the pollsters were just absolutely certain Hillary was going to win, that somehow influenced his investigation? What? Excuse me?
Right.
That's not even the basis by which you would conduct a... You don't look at polls before you finish an investigation. Which brings me to another point. The investigation was based on a crime under the espionage statute, and that's what he was supposed to investigate. When it comes to the special counselor, when you look at the paperwork that was drafted up for the special counselor, and Dan Perkins on Media Equalizer does a great job in outlining, there is no crime cited.
Yes. Well, this is the thing. Rod Rosenstein.
There's no federal statute by which Russian collusion is a crime. But what's interesting is there is a statute of taking donations or in-kind donations or favors from foreign entities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christopher Steele is a foreign national.
Right.
The Russian spies that they used to concoct this fake dossier, which is an opposition research piece on behalf of Hillary Clinton, Russian agents are Russian foreign nationals. And so this whole dossier was basically a gift to the Hillary Clinton campaign, violating campaign finance laws. But now we have Michael Cohen being investigated because of a hooker's statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, his offices, his hotel room is all being invaded. Yet, boy, how many invasions happened to the Hillary Clinton camp?
Well, absolutely zero. And now that, you know, obviously attorney-client privilege is a thing of the past, we have outward crimes that have been committed, leaking, lying. Is Comey's lawyer's office going to be raided? Is Loretta Lynch's office going to be raided? How about Samantha Powers, who unmasked 200
people? How about Cheryl Mills?
Cheryl Mills was given immunity.
Right. And how much does that stand now?
I don't know, because it doesn't seem like we're a nation of laws.
Her and five others.
Attorney-client privilege is just out the window.
Anything that works
for Donald Trump, I guess their office just could be raided based on the assumption that he colluded with Russians, which isn't a crime.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you would think, at least Republicans seem to be concerned about precedent, but what about the Democrats? Aren't they concerned that this opens up a whole new ballgame, especially in light of, I mean, we're not that far down the road away from all the Clinton stuff, you know?
Well, obviously not, because they're very brazen in the way that they can just break the laws because they obviously know, and excuse me, hashtag where's Jeff Sessions, that there's going to be no one on the Republican side that's going to enforce the law or stand up to lawlessness. I mean, we've been dealing with the Clintons for quite some time. We've been dealing with lawlessness specifically under Eric Holder's watch of the DOJ and the Barack Obama. I mean, look at Lois Lerner. She broke a ton of crimes.
Yes.
The subpoenas that the Republican leadership under Barack Obama sent out were just absolutely ignored.
Exactly.
Why did Manafort even acknowledge the subpoena? They should have just ripped it up and thrown it in the garbage, like many of the Democrats who were subpoenaed.
Yeah, we're going to be under the same law. Why not? And here it is, Lois Lerner is living happily ever after on the government's dime. You know, we continue to pay for her injustice, and, you know, she's retired and, you know, getting
a government. She should write a book tour.
Exactly. Yeah. But this is the swamp, as you say, and this is where everybody's getting frustrated, particularly, you know, I know the president is very frustrated. You mentioned Jeff Sessions, but I think the people, what I'm hearing on Main Street is the people are starting to realize that, wait a minute, the attorney general has done us no favors here. I don't know that he was caught up in the cabal, or certainly maybe because he just wanted to somehow, because he was coming out of the Senate, wanted to do, you know, just show that he was going to be non-prejudicial. But, you know, of all people, you know, he lets himself get checkmated by Al Franken, and he recuses himself. You know, it's almost like, is there a way for him to unrecuse himself now, knowing what he knows today versus what he knew back then?
Well, one would hope so, because he recused himself based on the fact there was no crime committed. Like I said, you can't find a statute to cite the basis for the Mueller investigation. And for Jeff Sessions to wander back into the Barack Obama swamp with plenty of leftovers of the weaponized, unethical government that he was operating within and under and over. For him to go to a quote-unquote ethics committee and ask them, you know, lifelong servants of ethics. Really? There's an ethics committee in the swamp, and that's who you went to?
Well, yeah. Well, the ethics committee was the one that allowed for many years, remember, insider trading. Nancy Pelosi loved the ethics committee. She and her husband made a ton of money based on the, the ruling of the ethics committee. And then they find out later on, well, maybe not quite so ethical. What do you think?
Well, right, and then we have over 200 current and past legislators that were harassing and abusing staffers the tune of millions of dollars of taxpayer hush money was paid out.
We still haven't found all that yet, right, have we? We still haven't found out who all that was.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got more to talk about on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez with Megan Barton.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Michael, why are you cutting me out of the action?
We're going to be legitimate all the way, Tom. You're the legal man. What's more important than that?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Rocco Lampone. And why does Neri report directly to you instead of through me or the couple regimes?
How'd you find that out?
Well, Rocco's men are a little too good for their jobs. I mean, they're getting more money than the job's worth.
I told you this wouldn't escape his eye.
Mike, why am I out?
You're not a wartime consigliere, Tom. It's not personal, Sonny. It's strictly business.
Bill Martinez live.
Then enters John Bolton, right? Our wartime consigliere. I'll tell you, this is what's happening, Megan, is that we're just not assessing the situation. I say we're. Donald Trump is all over it. I mean, he's got his thumb right on the pulse of, you know, the deep state and the insanity that is the Beltway and the battles we're fighting. It's not just Putin. I mean, it is this insanity that comes at us from, as you've been saying time and again, you know, from the resistance. But look, if you're not willing to call it for what it is, thank God Donald Trump is, and he's exposing them all the way around, right?
Yeah, and let's not forget that the resistance, as they like to call themselves, the resistors, when you look up in the dictionary a sedition, a synonym of sedition is resist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what this conspiracy is. It's a seditious conspiracy led by the compromised, politicized FBI with a compromised DOJ, a weaponized DOJ, whereby Comey's FBI believed that they were powerful enough to save the country from a Donald Trump presidency by using an opposition research as a insurance policy, not only to try to influence the outcome of the election, but to undermine a seated president and the incoming administration. So much for the historical peaceful transfer of power. The peaceful transfer of power, again, was corrupted by Barack Obama and the cabal that is the Hillary Clinton, Clinton cabal. They, too, in tandem, have been working daily against this president and the resistors that they are organizing to take back the country into the hands of the neo-Marxists.
But, Megan, think how serious this thing is. I mean, you know, like the dossier, there must be some manifesto there within the cabal that, that gives them some rite of passage. I mean, for the people that are all in this boat together, from James Comey, Mueller, we're yet to decide, but I think he's tainted with this deal as well. The Clintonistas, all the apparatchik of the progressive and resisting Democratic Party, from Nancy Pelosi, all part and parcel to this. I mean, you know, and the dossier is only part of it. But at some point, there's got to be some manifest document that gives all these people. I mean, we're talking career people. You're talking FBI agents. You're talking, you know, the FBI director. You're talking, you know, IRS. You know, all these the CIA from Brennan and Clapper. All colluding together. I mean, that's where the collusion is, and not necessarily with Putin. I mean, they got caught in it because they were colluding and exposed. John Podesta, his emails, all this stuff on and on. I mean, for them to think that they could get away with this, there's got to be some manifesto flying around that spells all this out. I mean, we're seeing the tip of the iceberg, and looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and talks like a duck. I mean, it's obviously a duck. I don't think there's any doubt. Even Trey Gowdy cannot deny that it's a duck. It's just that they just don't have the root of the whole problem yet. But I don't know how much more we need exposed here than to see that our government has been so compromised with the, you know, and at the upper echelons, including the Oval Office of this previous administration. Because for him to authorize the unmasking, for him to turn his head and allow Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State to do what she got away with and what she's been getting away with is astounding to me. I mean, this is, you know, we say it's cabal, we use these words and we talk about the resistance, but I mean, I am really not sure. Certainly the mainstream media is not helping the cause here because they're just, you know, giving it cover. But this is extremely serious. I mean, you think about where we are. You do not elect Donald Trump as president of the United States. Our democracy, our republic, the very thing that Hillary Clinton was saying was going to be compromised is the very thing that they've already compromised.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we never would have found any of this out if she were elected president. We still would have had a weaponized government, a very dangerous weaponized government, whereby the FBI was operating on the will of a political party instead of their oath to the Constitution. We never would have found out the depths of the swamp and the dangerousness that it poses to each and every one of our liberties. They thought they were going to get away with it. They were 96% assured that they were going to get away with it. I mean, one of the emails that were uncovered in WikiLeaks, and I'm glad you brought it up, was Hillary Clinton's email to Donna Brazile, is if that SOB gets into office, we're all going to be hanged from nooses. Now, that's how we used to treat traitors.
Yes.
So even her, by her own admittance in an email to Donna Brazile, knew that what they were doing was not only compromising national security. And let me take it to that point. When it comes to the Espionage Act, when I said it was very clearly well-defined and written out, that's what you have to have when you're investigating a crime. You have to have a crime. You don't investigate the person, you investigate the crime. Mueller doesn't seem to understand that, nor does Rosenstein. But when it comes to the exoneration of Hillary Clinton, Comey had to change the espionage statute in its wording in order to exonerate her. If you look at the espionage statute, not once does the word intent is written in the statute. Not once. You will not find intent written in the espionage statute by which she could have been tried under. He had to create intent in order to exonerate her. Meaning he said she did not have intent to mishandle classified information. All you have to do is mishandle classified information to be charged under that statute. That's it. But this is how progressives get away with lawlessness and bending the rule of law. They don't take the law as it is written. They interpret it according to how best it can protect themselves. Yet everybody else is subjected to the law as it's written.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Megan, we're going to leave that right there. Only, as I said, we could spend days on this. And but again, it's up to we the people to do their due work and due diligence in studying and understanding what is going on here. Because what happens is it's hard to understand really even the truth when there's so many lies that you have to wade through. You know, Trey Gowdy, I thought, gave an excellent response to, you know, the Mueller, you know, handing over the charge to the Manhattan District Attorney, which is, you know, they're known for their great work and everything, for them to go after Michael Cohen. He gave a great response to that. And I love Trey Gowdy for that, because he knows how to break down the complex that people can really understand. But my perception was, after that explanation, as good as it was, is that you have to understand it through the complexity of all this lying and cheating and everything else that's been going on, as pronounced and as being certified by one James Comey. But I want to talk about Russia. We bombed Syria. Vladimir Putin, not that long ago, was pounding his chest, telling the Russians that he could take out the United States, take out all the NATO nations. They had the firepower. The threats were heavy. Donald Trump and the coalition made a decision to go ahead. And, of course, this is some of the goofiness, you know, that always is a challenge for me, is that when you do a counterattack or you do something like what they did, and then they tell everybody, hey, we're coming, and, you know, those buildings, we're going to bomb those buildings. So what do? They clear them out. So it's like, okay. And so Putin says that he draws his red line, but I guess now he's redrawn his red line. There must be something. And the whole international deal where the red lines are allowed to be etch-a-sketched and moved around, right?
Not in the Trump administration. Red lines don't run. We gave them one warning a year ago. They didn't heed the warning. We followed up with a stronger strike and a European allied strike. And I loved Trump's statement that his friends in the Middle East are going to ensure that Iran does not profit from the eradication of ISIS, and America does not seek an indefinite presence in Syria. Bravo.
There it is. Megan Barth, the one and only, yes, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. As always, Megan, good to have you with us every Monday right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and Lou Euler is back with us. He joins us, as he does every week, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, because, look, it's your money. The government is taxing you, and we need to keep them accountable. And this is why we're so grateful for the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It is a great pleasure to join you once again and to announce the kickoff of our tax reform protection and expansion campaign. We have about 7 months from now to the next election. Nancy Pelosi and the progressives, Schumer and company, are seeking to unwind the tax reform. They have announced they will repeal it if they get back into power, and yet it is doing a great job for expanding employment and wages and take-home pay for average Americans across our great country.
I don't understand the advantage of her eradicating her, Nancy Pelosi. Of course, as we've said, Lou, I mean, the idea of her having her hand on the gavel and leading the House once again just scares me. And the absolute announcement to come in and say, make no bones about it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that big tax break you guys got? That is job day one. That's done. It is not going to happen anymore. We're going to get rid of that. And we're going back to business as usual because we are a spending and a building government type operation. That's our mission.
Yep. That's the message.
And how does that, and Lou, let me ask you, how does that message make sense when you're $21 trillion in debt here and you keep letting illegals come into the country and you misappropriate the people's money already to such a disgusting number? How does that float anybody's boat?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. That's the right question. And in addition to the tax reform protection, we have announced that we need to engage in rescission of some of the spending that was passed as part of the budget about 3 weeks ago. And, of course, under the Budget and Impoundment Act of 74, the president can suggest eliminating certain identifiable spending. And if the Congress concurs, then that spending is eradicated, and we can save literally hundreds of billions of dollars for our nation if we follow that requirement.
And Lou, what's the requirement in terms of voting? Is that just a simple majority? That's not some super majority that they have to approve the president's recommendations.
You're absolutely right. And it also eliminates the filibuster power in the Senate. Therefore, a simple majority in the Senate can confirm the impoundment by the president.
Great. I got to say, that's going to save some houses if they're able to do this, but they need to be serious about this. Lou, what I've been concerned all along, as you have been, is that we know the Democrats. We know their posture and their form and fashion. It's been very consistent, even to the point, as we said earlier, Nancy Pelosi says, forget about those tax cuts. Those are gone when we take over. But surprisingly, there are too many Republicans who are siding with the Democrats.
You're right, and we have many of the Farm Belt senators and representatives who buy into ethanol and other subsidies. There are wind and all kinds of other federal subsidies that help so-called corporate America that we simply must eliminate. It is unfair to take average taxpayers' funds out of their pocket and redistribute them to large corporations around the country. We must stop that.
Well, people have been screaming about corporate welfare forever, but when are we going to have enough tenacity, enough courage to really do something about it? I mean, Elon Musk has had a great run. You can't even say that he's made a lot of money. He's just boondoggled, in my humble opinion. The taxpayers of this country has become a multimillionaire, and it looks all good on the surface. But, boy, you look at his company in any kind of depth, and you go, wait a minute, we've been investing this kind of money all in the name of green energy and renewables, and what's our ROI? And thank God we've got a president in the Oval Office that asks that question almost on a daily basis.
Yes, and he would simply, by the rescission effort of that of those spending items, he would simply be following the announcement he made when he signed the spending bill, and that is, I'm doing this essentially holding my nose, hoping that we can do better in the future. And so this rescission power and authority that the president has is going to be key to keeping things in line in the future.
Well, you've got to know, with him already making this pronouncement, the Democrats and the elite and the deep state that has already been against this president, they're all the more passionate to keep the pressure on and to do whatever they can to get him out the door. I mean, out the door to such a degree that you've got a reporter in the White House pool asking if the president is going to resign his position. How ridiculous is this, Lou?
Yes. No, it's absolutely absurd. The new addition to the staff, Larry Kudlow, financial assistant, is an old friend of ours, and he knows his business intimately, and he will help guide the rescission effort. We're already seeing improvements in the number of people at work, the size of our workforce as a result of tax reform and pay increases and reduced taxes, increasing take-home pay for average individuals and families. So all of the results of the legislation, the tax reform, have been very positive. Now we have to make sure we get out of the way those elements of policy that will hurt the proper expansion of tax reform over the next months and years.
Well, Nancy Pelosi referred to those bonuses as crumbs, and the people of Main Street America says, well, if they're crumbs to you, just keep them coming.
You're absolutely right. And as the wealthiest or second wealthiest member of the House of Representatives, maybe $1,000 is crumbs, but as you've said, to the average family, average individuals, thousands are what they count on to improve their lives.
Well, for Nancy Pelosi, until they stopped doing it, $1,000 was a bad day of insider trading for her, you know?
Yes. No, but, you're absolutely right.
But again, you know, I want our audience to hear loud and clear what they have to anticipate if they dare put the Democrats back in the driver's seat again. I believe that, you know, we have enough empirical evidence. Their history is clear. Their rhetoric is clear and understandable. You know, and if we, the people, decide that we want the Democrats in there, it's to our own peril. And those crumbs that you got under Donald Trump, you can say bye-bye to those, and whatever is left in your penny loafers, they're going to shake you upside down to get the, you know, to get those coins out of your penny loafers to, you know, take care of some, you know, I don't know, some program that they think is just so necessary, as if we don't have enough programs already.
Well, and I have to hand it to the president and his team for making it clear to the states and local units of government now that all support systems, whether it's direct welfare or food stamps, etc., have to be united with a work requirement.
Yes.
That is being done, and when you put those together, you get the kind of results we got if the 96th welfare reform, which cut the cost in half and the users by two-thirds within a 10-year period. That's what we can expect and will be able to put to use if we will follow that kind of example.
Amazing. They give Bill Clinton all the credit, but you can thank Newt Gingrich and the Republicans for that as well. Lou, again, we're excited about the tax reform expansion campaign. As we wrap things up, remind everybody very quickly, we've got about 10 seconds here, where they can go for more information.
Go to limittaxes.org, our website. Join us, join the Truth Squad on tax reform, and join this tax reform expansion campaign.
He's the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
You bet.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
They'd get away with it, did you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to talk movies here, all right? Richard Boddington joins us, a film director, writer, editor, cinematographer, TV producer. His feature films include Dark Reprieve from 2008 and the family comedy film. You might also remember The Dog Father from 2010. Boddington's third feature film, Against the Wild, in 2014, was nominated for an Emmy Award, achieved worldwide distribution, and received the Director's Choice Grand Prize at the 2013 Rhode Island International Film Festival. Richard, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about your new movie, The Great Elephant Adventure, which will be in theaters nationwide for one night only on April the 16th, which happens to be Save the Elephant Day, right?
That's correct. It's actually, the full title is actually Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure, and being brought to you by Fathom Events and theaters across the country this Monday night. Do you want me to give your listeners a quick rundown, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead. We've got time here. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure is about a 13-year-old orphan boy named Phoenix Wilder who's living in foster care after the death of his parents. And he receives word that he's going to go to Africa to live with his aunt and be adopted by her. His aunt is played by Elizabeth Hurley. Once he arrives in Africa, he goes out on safari. He becomes lost from his party. And as he is lost, he finds a giant bull elephant that's been caught in an elephant poacher's trap. He frees the elephant. The two of them become fast friends. And a few days later, Phoenix learns firsthand about the horrors of the elephant poaching crisis taking place in Africa. So he and the elephant team up, and they take on the elephant poachers together.
Yeah. And he's got a special name for the elephant, right?
He does have a special name for the elephant. The name he gives the elephant is Indlovu. which is Zulu for unstoppable one. He learns that name from a elderly Zulu man who runs the reserve where he is living just before he leaves to go on his safari.
You know, this is incredible how he, you know, meets up with this elephant. I mean, here he comes from a totally different society, and then to come face to face, as you say, with you know, with life there in Africa and this poaching that goes on. This is an incredible trend. Talk about being thrown in the deep water of the pool right away, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He has to learn quickly, and you know, it follows a bit of a classic Greek structure where the hero stumbles into the adventure and must rise to the occasion. I think it's an inspiring movie for the family. It is supported by the Dove Foundation and by plugged in to. Or organizations that promote family-friendly content, that promotes strong values to young people. The character Phoenix embodies all of these things that we're looking for in characters. He stands up for what he believes in. He has been, in spite of the incredible odds that he faces, he displays a lot of courage and, of course, a lot of compassion for the elephant that he's now trying to save.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Plugged In. Plugged In is... you know, we talk with Focus on the Family regularly every week, and with their director of Plugged In, Bob Waliszewski, and yep. And we're always on guard for, you know, healthy family values. Explain to our audience how this film does promote healthy family values such as honor, integrity, and compassion for others.
Yeah, well, just think that first of all, we've eliminated all of the traditional Hollywood draws that they like to put into movies. Parents can be assured that when they take kids that, you know, these days, Bill, even a PG film can have inappropriate content in it for families. There's nothing like that in Phoenix Wilder and The Great Elephant Adventure, so parents can know that, you know, that it's safe for their kids. But throughout the movie, as these challenges, you know, that Phoenix must face, he faces tough decisions, and, you know, he's a character who makes honorable decisions, good decisions. He's compassionate. He wants to help save the elephants. There's a very identifiable bad guy in the movie who is pretty bad. You know, he's out leading an elephant poaching syndicate. Phoenix takes him on. Phoenix wants to challenge him, stand up to him. And I think the message that it sends to young people is, you know, you're probably not going to go to Africa, meet an elephant, and take on a guy who has a private army. Probably not going to happen to you. This is a fictional movie, after all. But you are going to face obstacles in your life, for sure. And Phoenix Wilder is the kind of movie that helps kids understand how you can overcome challenges that you face in your life.
Well, I know as a parent, it's especially valuable when you see a movie and there's teaching moments along the way. And it would seem that this this film is loaded with these teaching opportunities. And you made a point in putting this movie together that it was suitable for all ages. You were purposeful in that, weren't you?
Yes, my motto is 2 to 102. That's my audience. The grandkids, parents, and kids can all sit together and watch. It's tough subject matter, but it's presented in a very family-friendly, gentle way. You know, we're facing a crisis here of seeing our largest land animal being exterminated. And not for food to feed the starving, but simply to fuel human greed. There's a message there about, you know, caring for the earth, caring for God's creations, caring for God's creatures. We simply don't have the right to take up arms and exterminate whole species of animals. It's simply not right. And, you know, Phoenix Wilder really, you know, does a job of teaching that value to young people and all audiences, really.
As we mentioned early on April the 16th, it's Save the Elephant Day. You have a passion for elephants and God's creation, I can tell, you know, just in the few moments we've been together and what you've been sharing with me, Richard. You know, let's get into that a little bit more, your heart towards God's creation and your passion for saving the elephant.
Well, you know, in 2014, Bill, I first went to South Africa and became aware firsthand of the elephant poaching crisis, what was happening there, seeing it on the ground. And on the same trip, I met this wonderful herd of elephants that were living on a reserve in South Africa in a place called Bella Bella. And I noticed they're very well trained and people could interact with them easily. And I wondered, you know, could a fictional narrative movie be made featuring these elephants that would teach the world about the elephant poaching crisis, not in a documentary form, a fictional narrative movie form. And so 3 years later, I was back at that property, film crew, and off we went.
Yeah, and here you are, and you find yourself working with these trained elephants. What was that like?
Well, fortunately for me, elephants are the most intelligent animals in the world. The things that I have seen and witnessed elephants do and how they think and how they interact is just amazing. They very, very closely mirror our own families. They live in extremely close family groups that are led by a senior female, the matriarch of the herd. They care for their young at a degree that would put many humans to shame. They're simply, I mean, I really pity a lion who so much as looks the wrong direction at a baby elephant. He will be quickly run off by the mother, the father, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, everybody. They're just beautifully well cared for. If a mother elephant happens to die, that baby elephant is routinely adopted by the rest of the herd and raised by the other elephants. One of the few animals in the animal kingdom that does this. They are very compassionate animals. They truly care for one another. They embody many characteristics that humans should follow. We should look at their society. We should learn from them. Not the other way around. They're just wonderful animals, and it's just tragic what we're doing to them. It really is.
Yeah, my observation of elephants, not to the level that yours has been, and I've had, you know, compassion for what has been happening to elephants, and I'm like you. It just sickens me to think of the greed that has been extinguishing this grand elephant. And as you say, there's so much for us to learn and appreciate from elephants and from all of God's creation. They all are part of the story if we only have ears and eyes to see and hear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree with you more. And what's going to make this event unique on Monday night for your listeners is that typically you go to a Hollywood film and you're watching trailers and advertising and stuff before the movie. We're going to show all of your listeners on Monday night a special presentation on elephants before the movie rolls from a worldwide well-known elephant expert. Families are going to get to see videos from the really hysterical elephant birthday party. You haven't laughed until you've seen a baby elephant eating his birthday cake. Then you're going to watch the movie. After the movie, there's going to be two amazing interviews, one from Elizabeth Hurley, and then another interview from a world-famous conservationist, elephant conservationist. His name is Dr. Richard Leakey. People can Google him and see just what an incredible individual he is. And people are going to listen to a special message from him that's directed towards a young audience. He's getting up there now in years. He may not be with us much longer. So this is all part of Monday night's special screening that's running at 6 o'clock across the nation.
Well, that's great. And then you mentioned Elizabeth Hurley, who is in the movie as well and a fellow advocate. What was it like working with her? We've got about 30 seconds left here.
Elizabeth Hurley is the most wonderfully kind person you can possibly meet. One of the very few stars that actually puts her words into actions. You hear a lot of negativity about stars in the press. Elizabeth Hurley is not one of those people. She's absolutely a wonderful human being.
Richard Boddington, producer, director, and writer. We're looking forward to Monday night, one night only, April the 16th, Save the Elephant Day. Phoenix Wilder and the Great Elephant Adventure in theaters nationwide for this one night only, and we'll see you there. Richard Boddington, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria.